Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
This is amazing. So what we do, what is it all about here at Purpose Church? So you'll see Love, Grow, Serve up there. And if you ever came to any of our table gatherings, we shared this a little bit. But love, the reason why we exist as Purpose Church is so that people can experience the love of God. Like, that's first and foremost, right? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so the reason for this church, the reason for many different churches, is so that people can enter into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? But not just that. I always say, you know, somebody give their life to Christ and then they live their life kind of like on the edge, per se. But then they can grow in a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's the grow part, is that through discipleship. In the video, you saw that one area where people were sitting around a table. We were sitting at somebody's house. That's called our table gathering, right, where we just come together and we get to know one another. We have other classes that we'll be telling you guys about soon, a class that's called Purpose Unlocked, that help people walk deeper into their purpose. So when a person gives their life to Christ, or they're recommitting their life to Christ, or they're looking to just learn more about the love of God, that's why we exist. But we don't stop there. The grow part is to walk alongside people so that they can grow in that relationship with Christ, but also so that who it is that God predestined, created them, called them, purposed them to be can be unlocked. So we say here that it's not about finding your purpose. Your purpose is already within you. So it's discovering it. And so sometimes in life, there's a lot that goes on and you just need somebody to walk with you so they can help you discover your purpose. But then we don't believe that, you know, you fall in love with the Lord and you're growing in God, but we never do anything about it, right? So Jesus, he said, go into all the earth, preaching the gospel, right? Making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so that's a serve piece. And serve look different for each and every person. Serve for some may be up here preaching. Some may be the media. Some may be on your jobs. But however we can help equip you to serve God on purpose, that's what we're here to do. And so you just being here, well, we really don't use the word members. We use partners as well as partnering with us to help move forward the kingdom of God. Amen? And so this past week, one of our director for our outreach ministry and myself, Nani, we had a chance to go to a transition home that's called House of Hope. And so if you're familiar with House of Hope, it's here in Dover. It's for women that are transitioning in many different areas of their life. They don't have anywhere to stay, so they stay there for about 30 to 45 days, and then they transition. Well, what we were able to do is get one of those water dispenser things where you get like the big jug of water so they can just kind of walk up to it and get some water. Now you might say, oh, that's probably nothing. Let me tell you, those women, when we went to be able to deliver that, they were so blessed by that. And then we were able to just sit down with them. We wasn't sure if they were willing to talk to us, right? Because they're in transition. Some maybe transitioned from abusive domestic violence and all of that. But these women were allowed us to sit down and pretty much like share God with them. And some of them started getting excited, like, I'm coming to your church. I'm coming to your church. Why am I sharing that? Every time you're here, you're praying for Purpose Church, or you're even giving in Purpose Church, you're connected to what it is that we're doing, right? So you may say, that's not my ministry. Like, I don't want to go do this or do different things. But when you give towards that, you're there. You get that? Like, your gift, your prayer, your time, you helping us, people helping us set up, you're part of that. So it's as if we are missionaries going out doing the work that for some reason maybe you can't do, or you're just like, I ain't trying to do that, you know. But you are with us because you're giving. So when we carried in this big box and they're looking and saying, wow, you guys actually brought us a water thing to get some water. And we're like, yeah, like this is part of Purpose Church. I'm coming to your church because I need to get back in church. And they start sharing things. And, oh, what type of church is your church? You know, is it Pentecostal? And I was like, no, we Baptist, but, you know, I got some Pentecostal in my background and all of that. And because they were trying to, you know, like, read us. Do I need to dress a certain way when I come to your church? And is your church going to be all day long and all of that? Years ago, right, we used to do that, right? We would eat lunch and then have another service. So what I'm sharing is this. Like, you can see the give thing up there. So I've been encouraging us to be able to give. If there is no other reason to pray to God and ask God, what do you want me to give towards Purpose Church? And I said the scripture earlier is John 3:16, right? So we hear this a lot. God gave his best, and we're going to try to give our best according to how we have determined in our heart. I said this last week. As we give, don't give religiously. Don't give out of compulsion because, oh, man, I guess I got to give. No! The Bible says God so loved a cheerful giver. The Amplified says the one whose heart is in their giving. And so whatever it is that God, pray and ask God, you know, not just the giving of each Sunday, I'm giving whatever it is God lays upon my heart, but God, I see that you are in this move of where Purpose Church has gone with this new location. As I said in the video, there are expenses. For that as well. Next week, we'll have a thermometer out there and we'll share more details. But what I'm asking is go pray, ask God, what would you like for me to give towards Purpose Church and especially this next move? And whatever you sense God say, then do that. Amen? Like, so you can tell we're not, I've been in churches where it's like, can I get somebody to give 100? No, we're not doing all that. No. Because that's under compulsion, right? There's somebody pushing you to be able to give. If we trust God in our giving, he will multiply our resources. I'm talking about you, right? So as you trust God in giving, he will multiply your resources to be able to give more. I'll say this last thing, and then we'll get into the message, is, you know, I was asking God about, man, Lord, where are you moving us, and what is it that we're doing? And God kind of shared this with me is that, like, what I want to do is be able to trust you for resources to flow through you, right? I'll take care of you, but I want to trust you for resources to flow through you for the building of the kingdom of God, not the building of a church. This is kingdom. Amen. Outside the walls of the church. This is kingdom. And so this space that we're moving to, which we're super excited about, will allow us to be able to grow, not just our children's ministry, because unless these kids are driving themselves to church, we expecting some adults. There are a lot of, just because people are not showing up to church don't mean they're going to another church. I've come to find out that people are not going to church. They're not going to church. And I've come to find out as well, there's a lot of people that you think they belong to Jesus Christ, they don't. Joyce Meyer said it this way, just because you park yourself in a garage don't make you a car. And just because you've been in church your whole life don't mean that you are a believer of Jesus Christ. So we cannot stop preaching the gospel. We cannot stop being the gospel. People need us, y'all. They need us. And so the mere fact that you are here just shows that you're a partnering. But again, however God lays it upon your heart, I want to pray for any offering that you have already given or one that you are going to give as well. Just speak God's blessings upon it. Father, thank you so much that your word even says that you give seed to the sower and bread for eating, God. So that means that you will always give us what we need to be able to give to you. But God, you will always take care of what it is that we need just for our lives, our daily lives. I pray, Father God, that if there's anyone here that need increase, if there's anyone here that need employment, Father, if there's anyone that needs breakthrough, I pray, God, that you will speak to their heart of what they need to do and that you will move on their behalf. Bless the gifts that will be given this week and even in the future. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I forget, any first-time visitors here with us today? Anybody here? Just wave at us if you're here. Hey. Yep. There is a small gift, please. How about this? If you guys, there's these little cards out at the Connect Center. When you take one of these cards, we'll give you a gift. How about that? Yeah. But there's a Connect card back there, if you don't mind filling that out so that we can stay in contact with you as well. So we're excited about what God is doing. This is one of those Sundays where I got to look at our team and be like, anything else? Because there's a few different things. Good? All right. Man, I made it. I thought I was going to be super emotional by the time I got to this point of the service. And I'm emotional, but not like that, so I can get the word out. Wow. Excited about this message. Because this message, we will go just a little bit deeper. By the way, if I forget to say this, there is no prayer or Bible study tomorrow. So no prayer or Bible study tomorrow. So for all of those that join Bible study and all of those that desire but you never seem to make it, take your notes today. Jesus said this to the disciples, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Anybody like Monday evening, your flesh get real weak? Okay. I'm going to join Bible study. And it was like, I missed it. Yes. Yep. Thank you. One more announcement that I forgot. And Alice, she can say hi, Alice. So one more announcement. I forgot about that. Thank you for coming forward. With it being back to school time, on Tuesday, September the 2nd, we are going to go to the school that we're moving to. So David E. Robinson Elementary School. So as the kids are getting off the bus and as they are being dropped off, we're going to be standing there. If you have a Purpose Church shirt, we're just going to be high-fiving kids saying, have a great school year, and handing out some little stickers with encouraging messages with Purpose Church on the back as well. So this is one of our first times of us caring for the community of David Robinson Elementary School, since every Sunday we're going to be worshiping there. Time of arrival, 8:10. Yeah, 8:10 or 8:15. So again, a few of us will be there. Y'all get the picture, right? Imagine these little kids with their book bags, they're getting off the bus, you know, some of them, oh, I don't want to be, you know. And you're like, you get down on their level and you're like, hey, high five, oh, here's a little sticker. I got a sticker, you know. We were like, we better not give them any candy as they're walking in, right? Teachers will be like, Purpose who? Purpose Church. So again, Tuesday, September 2nd, David E. Robinson Elementary School, about 8:10 or 8:15. Where's the school? She asked, where's the school? If you can get with Alice. Not too far, but if you Google it in there, I forget the address right offhand, but we'll make sure we get it to you. Yep. If you are, it is off of Briar Bush. Yep, off of Briar Bush Road. Yeah, like 5 minutes, if that, from here, so we are not going far at all. But if you do need the address, get with one of us. You can get with myself, or you can get with Alice or Tremaine or one of our team, or just join the visit the Connect Center, and they'll give you the address as well. So we're excited about that. So if you're available, I know a lot of y'all will be at your kids' school, like, you know, getting them to school, right? We'll be praying for y'all on that first day as well. Anything else? Thank you, Alice. All right. Yeah, whether you have a Purpose Church shirt or not, please join us. All right. So for any of y'all that were feeling convicted about not coming to Bible study, let me say it again. So whether you usually come to Bible study or if you have a heart to come to Bible study but you don't quite make it, we're not having Bible study tomorrow or prayer. So during today's sermon, I think I would ask that, you know, if you want to type on your phone and take some notes, or if you want to write, or if you want to take pictures of the scriptures, please do so. Today, we've been talking about, or this week, or the last few sermons, we've been moving to this area of the works of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit, or, you know, our nature that at times wants to go against what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. today's sermon is going to spin off of that, but go a little bit deeper and talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because sometimes we kind of get out here and we start living this life for God, and then we forget what God did for us. Then around Easter time, we remember, right? Or Christmas, right? We remember little baby boy and all of that kind of stuff. Well, in the month of August, God wants to remind us. So let's walk through this. I've shared this scripture several times before. Galatians 5:16 in the Amplified. Paul says this. He says, "But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Seek him and be responsive to his guidance. Then you will certainly not carry out the desire of the sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his precepts." Just talk about that for a little bit. So the first thing is make it our habit to walk with God. So I talked about that before, right? So make it our habit. If we need to put a schedule on our phone that during this time, I'm going to spend some time with God. Like, for real, spend time with God. Now, that looks different for each and every one of us. You may know someone that says, every morning, I wake up and pray for an hour. And you'll be like, that's awesome. That's you. Another person may say, well, my schedule is so busy, so it's on my ride to work, my commute to work, that I'm spending time with God. Praise God. Somebody else may. So this is the reason why it's so important to spend time with God. Now, if you do not have a routine, then you can ask someone, what do you do so that you can start doing something, right? So a regimen, you can do that until you get your own routine. It's like me observing how you do it, and then eventually I find my own way to do it. That's where God wants us to get. If I don't have a way of spending time with God, like I don't know where to start. Should I start reading the Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, John, pray, like how do I pray? Do I pray in Jesus' name, or is he already, like all of that, you can get with someone, and that's discipleship. And they share with you, hey, here's my recommendation, or here's what helped me in my walk. But eventually, there is this personal relationship where I find my own rhythms with God. And that's where God wants us to get, right? So I find my own rhythms. I don't continue to do it the way that someone else does it, which may be very good. I find my own rhythms. Because if I try to do it the way someone else does it, and I don't get the results that they are getting, sometimes you'll find yourself frustrated. So let's just say the person says, you know what? What you should do is wake up every morning at 6 a.m. and pray for 1 hour, and God is going to move in your life. And guess what you start doing? Waking up, you're praying, you're falling asleep and all that. And you're like, oh, my gosh, this is just like, this is so much. But then eventually, right, you start training your flesh, and you're like, yeah, I'm doing it. And then you start looking and saying, but how come God ain't blessing me like he blessing that other person? Maybe because God wanted you to start in that space, but now he wants you to have a personal relationship and find your own rhythm with him over here. So don't get stuck, nor do not feel ashamed if you are not doing it the way that you know other people are doing it. Unless God is convicting you and saying, you better pick up the pace. See, in the Old Testament, it was about law. Do it this way. But when Jesus came, died, and was raised from the dead, he said, there's another coming. It's the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and he will teach you all things. So one of the hardest things for believers sometime in Jesus Christ is being led by the Holy Spirit. Because some of us want somebody to tell us everything that we're supposed to be doing. We want the praise team to say, stand up. And then we stand up. And then we want them to say, clap. And we clap. And we want them to say, like, move side to side, move side to side. And then we want them to say, smack your neighbor and say it. And we smack our neighbor. And then we get into these routines of, like, doing all this stuff. And then if you really stop, you'd be like, why am I doing all that? Why do I have to do things based upon command rather than relationship? And that's where God wants us to be. You know, for some of us, we have not even scratched the surface of who it is that God has called us to be because we have not shifted from religion to relationship yet. We're still wandering around the wilderness like people in the Old Testament wandering like, oh, man, you know, maybe God's over there. Maybe God's over there. Maybe God's over there. No, God, if you're a believer, is within you. And he so wants to have a relationship with each and every one of us. But a lot of times we're looking for God. Oh, that must be God. You know, that must be God. That must be God. But when you have a personal relationship, you don't always need signs and wonders. Let me tell you, the fact that Jesus died for us, that's enough. That's more than enough. But if I get so focused on the woo, ah, whoa, woo, I'll forget relationship. If you ever get confused about anything in the Bible, look at Jesus. If you're ever reading anything in the Old Testament, the New Testament, you're kind of like, I don't know about that. Go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John and look at the life of Jesus and how did he operate? How did Jesus move? How did he treat people? How did he spend time with the Father? That's the anchor that brings you back. Because sometimes we read things and we say, I don't necessarily believe that part. Well, look at Jesus, and he will help it make sense for the other parts in the Bible. Amen? So he says, make it our habit. So this is a checkpoint. Do we have a routine of spending time with God? If you do not, I am praying for you right now and asking you, get a routine of spending time reading the Bible, praying, having your own praise and worship, fellowshipping with somebody else, listening to some type of biblical podcast, YouTube, whatever it is. Watch TikTok a little bit. Watch it. And watch artificial intelligence as well. Seek God and be responsive to his guidance. And then it says, then you will certainly not carry out the desires of the sinful nature. So when we are being guided by God, we respond to his teachings. That's where I want to be today. When we spend time with God, the more that I spend time with God, the more that I'm able to recognize his teachings. But I should say this, if someone speaks a different language and you don't know that language, they can be giving you the best advice in life. And you just be like, I don't know what you're saying. So imagine the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is trying to move me in a certain direction, but I don't read the Word of God, so I have no idea of the dialect of the Holy Spirit. I don't know his language. I don't know like the way that he moved. I don't know how he moved in the life of people in the Bible because I am not reading the Bible. So when the Holy Spirit is trying to prompt me to do something, I have nothing to connect it to. Does that make sense? I have no foundation because I'm not reading his precepts, his teachings, his word. So now the Holy Spirit is here to remind me of things that God taught me in his word, but he can't remind me if I'm not reading the word. See, there's nothing to pull on. So the Holy Spirit is saying, listen, just use this as an example. Do you remember how, you know, I moved in the life of Moses and Moses said, man, you know, I don't want to do that. I can barely talk. I stutter. Do you remember that? And you're like, I don't remember that. Why? Because I never read it. Or I never heard it preached. Or God says, you know, there's people in the Bible that felt like they at times were suicidal. And God says, you remember when Elijah, he would call down fire from heaven. And then Jezebel said, you know, pretty much I'm going to kill you. And Elijah was like, God, take me. He's like, oh, I never heard that story before because we're not reading our Bible. So the Holy Spirit cannot say, you're going to be okay. because people went through things in the Bible, but I walk with them and they made mistakes in the Bible. And it's like, but God, I'm so messed up. And he's saying, just read my word. I will show you there's not perfect people in the Bible. But if I'm not reading the substance of God's word, when the Holy Spirit is trying to move me or prompt me and teach me, I have no substance to go back to. Amen? So I say this all the time. We have to read the word of God. Amen. The way that we become guided by what God wants us to do is by consistently exposing ourselves to the word of God. And so some of us right now today, we're hearing the word of God. And why did I say some of us? Do you realize that you can be sitting in here and 10 miles from here mentally? Right? Like you can be sitting right here looking at me. I mean, looking at me. And every time I move, you know, you're looking. But your mind is somewhere else. Because that's how creative our minds are. We can be doing multiple things at once and even respond like, mm-hmm, yeah, go on, preacher, and not even hear. So that's the reason why Sunday morning, this is good that we're hearing the preaching of God's word and we're looking at the word of God and we're praising God. But there has to be moments outside of Sunday that I'm spending time with God. Listen to this. I remember when I first gave my life to Christ, young guy, was at Calvary Baptist Church, and Pastor Avant was preaching, and I had been spending time in the Word of God. I was spending time in the Word of God. And Pastor Avant, he was up there as the pastor for Calvary Baptist Church. God bless him. He went home with the Lord some time ago, and he's preaching, and he used to get excited, and he said something that God said to me during the week that I was meditating. And you know what this young guy did? This talking about me, this young guy who had just ran track at Delaware State University, so I was still in shape. I went, and I ran around the church. And then, like, I was like, what just happened? I knew what happened. But what happened is that I was spending so much time with God and meditating in his word, that when the preacher said something that God had already spoke to me, my mind and my body just was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. But if the first time that we are listening to the word of God is on Sunday, then it has nothing that is igniting. The preaching of the word by the man or the woman of God should be hitting what we're already meditating upon. It should not be filling your bucket. I should already be filling my bucket, and then when I come to church, boy, it's just adding some more to it. Amen? But what happens is we're walking in and we are so dry, bare bone. I don't even have enough for me. I can't even encourage myself in the Lord. And if you don't have any faith, substance, word, refreshment that you can pull on, how are you going to help somebody else? I can't. Because I don't have anything for you. And so I won't respond to your text or your phone call. I'll start calling out of work. I'll start feeling depressed and overwhelmed. Why? Because I don't have any word substance in me to pull from. So when I get to church and they're singing, I just sang that song this week. Y'all just sang my favorite song. Why? Because during the week, I'm listening to gospel or contemporary Christian music, or if this is your thing, Christian rap, whatever it is. And wow, I just heard that this week. So the first time in the week, it's not Sunday that I'm hearing from God. I am hearing from God all week. Now, it may not be to the capacity, because Sundays is like this woo, dramatic, in a good way, experience. So maybe your personal time does not include praise and worship and preaching, and you could come to the altar for prayer. Maybe it don't include all that, but at least you've got something that you're doing through the week. You cannot come to church empty. You cannot come to church empty. That sounds weird, don't it? Because we say that church is like a gas station, right? Pull up. Well, if you ran out of gas before you got to the gas station, or how you going to help somebody else? Can you give me a ride? We both in trouble. And the problem is that people who are not believers in Jesus Christ, or who, you know, are trying to grow in their relationship, sometimes they come alongside us and they say, can you give me some gas? Can you give me a word of encouragement? Can you pray for me? And you know what? I need somebody to pray for me. Well, I thought you were going to church all the time. What's going on? Shh, man. Shh, shh, life be lifing, you know what I mean? Life be life. And it is a reality that life be lifing. But if I need, if I'm that person, you got $5. I'm talking spiritually. And asking people who don't go to church, you got $5? Keep me in prayer. You're supposed to be the one praying for me. And sometimes we don't want to brag about our relationship in Christ because we're concerned that we can't maintain it. But who is responsible for keeping you? It ain't you. It's God. It's God. But I won't know that unless I surrender. But if I'm holding on, I can't do that, or I can't do this because I don't know if I'm going to have enough. Who are we trusting? Are we trusting ourselves or God? What would it be like if on purpose I went all in? What would it be like? Scary? Thank you. Somebody was real. Because as I'm climbing this mountain or going around this thing, I don't know what's on the other side. But here it is. We got to believe this. Who's with me? Come on. I got to believe that. I have to believe that. And listen, for some of us, God is allowing us to go through some things so that we'll wake up to the fact that he's got us. And today God is saying, stop being like that person that can't swim when someone's trying to save you and you're panicking. And he's saying, I got you. No, I got you. No, I got you. I got you. That's God saying that. I got you. I know you're coming and you're going. There's nowhere where you can end up that I can't go. That's God saying that. Man, are y'all following me with that? That's deep conviction. It's more than here. It's deep here. And yes, with fear and trembling and God, we worship God. Amen? So listen to this. I love this scripture. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Man, I love that scripture. Because if you're, I'm going to put it this way, if your bucket is open today, your faith should be increasing. Whew. And sometimes we don't know if our faith has increased until we are tested. And then we realize that we have the fortitude or the confidence to do something that we didn't have before. But if your bucket, if your heart is open, then that means that you're hearing the word of God, and your trust and your confidence and your reliance and your dependence of God is increasing. It is God that gives us faith, but he wants that faith to grow. Belief, confidence, trust, reliance upon God. But here's the part that I get excited about. You can preach the word of God to yourself. Wow, man. They say that you believe what you say more than what others because you have what's called the inner ear. This is the reason why when you hear your voice on the phone, you'll be like, is that me? Because you have a different ear that you're listening with. So the way that I sound to myself right now is different than the way that you are listening to it. So you, your mouth is closer to your heart and your ears. So when you speak the word, you believe it sooner than me speaking it. Because it's you that's saying it. And this is the reason why there's this war between the flesh and the spirit. Because sometimes our flesh says, that ain't right. This, you know, whatever it is, negative. And you know what? We believe it. But what if we start speaking faith? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So my flesh is going to say, well, I don't know about all, right? But you know what I keep doing? I keep speaking it because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if I am speaking the word of God over my life, I am hearing it and it's getting in my heart, it's taking root. And then I'm going to start believing it. But sometimes I have to use the word to uproot certain things that's in my heart before I can plant the word. But it's the same word, y'all. So if in my heart is a root that says I can't, but the Bible says I can, I speak I can so that it uproots I can't. And then I keep speaking, I can, so that that seed can grow in my heart. Is this making sense? But if I'm not speaking the word, if I'm not reading the word, what images do you see? Like, have you ever read the word and you can see images? And listen, I'm joking when I say this, but I'm serious. And it's not because you watched the movie The Chosen. It's because the Holy Spirit is revealing something to you through the word that you're reading and the word that you're speaking. And he is tapping into your imagination to show that you are more than a conqueror. So all of a sudden, you begin to see yourself living out the word of God. But if you're not reading and not speaking the word and not praying the word, then faith is not happening. So we can preach the word to ourselves. We can pray the word to ourselves. And so the question is this. And I joke about this a lot, but I'm serious. This age with the Bluetooth in the ear, you can be walking down the street and people think you're talking to somebody on the phone and you're talking to God. Or you'd have found yourself the Bible app that will read the word to you. And it's like the Lord, or one of those YouTube videos, the Lord is my shepherd. And you repeat it, the Lord is my shepherd. Come on. That's how you get the word in you. You don't, meditation is more than just reading. It's rolling it in our mind. It's opening up our mouth and speaking it. Because sometimes the word has so far that it has to get. There's all, for some of us, there's all this mess in a way. Uproot, plant. God gives the increase. Uproot, plant. God gives the increase. Down unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we dare ask or think, according to the power that's working in us. But how can the power work if I ain't got no word? put it this way, give God something to work with. Maybe that's the phrase for the week. Give God something to work with. And I know God can do whatever. But here's the thing. He will not go against our self-will. And you realize that is one of the most powerful. Some of us are just so stubborn. Gosh. Because I just went through it yesterday. And God's like, go right. I'm like, come on, God. It's been a long week. Y'all know, if y'all don't know by now, I like binge watching movies. Can't I just watch? He's like, one episode. I like Fire Country. One. And it's not like he's like, William, one episode. I sense it. Can I just be transparent and real? I watched one episode, and I was forcing myself to watch another one. And it just didn't feel right. So I had to stop. That's what it's like. Are y'all with me? That's what it's like. That's what it's like. And that's the reason why be guided by the Holy Spirit. It's not this, like some people, because y'all may not do it. Your kid is not listening. You grab them like that. You know what I'm talking about? Just, you know, like, God's not like that. He's not like that. He moves by his Spirit upon our heart. Or he'll move upon the heart of someone else that will say something to you. But it's we have the will either to say yes or no. But listen, final thing. As you hear or sense God leading you, the more you decide to go against it, you are training your flesh to lead your life. The more you decide to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit, even though you don't understand it all, you're training your flesh to be led by God. Amen? Man, it sounds so simple, but ain't it hard? I mean, can y'all be real? It's hard! The flesh is like, and the Holy Spirit is like, I love you. I am somewhat of a Baptist preacher, so I got one more. This is the final thing. I can't remember. It might have been in the Book of Kings and everything, but there was this guy riding on a horse or a mule. And there was this angel standing in the pathway with a sword drawn. And the mule or the horse or something was trying to stop the guy. And the guy was getting upset. I'm paraphrasing this and just, you know, he's hitting it and everything. Until I believe God allowed the man to open his eyes and see that there was danger ahead of him. And sometimes that's the way we are. It's like God is saying, don't. And we're like, why? He's like, because I can't tell you. Because you wouldn't believe it and you can't handle it. Just don't. But show me. I can't. Don't. Just trust me. Amen. So this week, y'all. So later on today, this portion of this sermon will be uploaded to our website. I personally have about 3 different preachers that I listen to every week, so that I can fill myself back up and then personal time as well. If you need help getting a kickstart on meditating the word, just listen to this message again. And I guarantee you'll hear something a little bit different than what you just heard right now. And God will meet you there. I am asking, just set aside some time to focus on just reading the Bible. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand and say, does everybody commit to that? I'm not going to do that. But you can raise your spiritual hand on the inside and say, I agree. Read the Bible. And if you need something to help you, you can listen to the sermon. Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.